So, this talk is really a bit of a dive into how the Bangle JS came to be without needing a massive R&D budget. So, Espinho is an open source project and it's been bootstrapped using crowdfunding and sales of hardware that runs it. There's no VC funding or big office, so it's just me working from home. So, what is it? It's a smartwatch like this with GPS, and you can program it really easily in JavaScript. So why would you want one? Well, it's nice to be wearing something hackable, but also you can change any part of it if you want. The whole operating system, even the interpreter, are open. So if you don't like something, you can go in there and tweak it. But also your data's not stored online, and you won't find that with something like Pebble that was dependent on servers that might go down. This is designed basically not to need anything proprietary or that could go down. You buy it and it will just keep working forever. So the other part of it is that you or someone you know might have a hobby like sailing, biking, flying, or anything where you want some specific information recorded or shown on a watch face. And maybe there are off-the-shelf options, but chances are for things like that they'll be low volume, very expensive, and may not actually do exactly what you want anyway. With BangleJS you can just hack something up really quickly and have exactly what you want. So you can actually make your own hardware from scratch, like the person who's done this, which is really cool. The problem is it's actually really difficult to make something that's very compact, very sturdy, and also reliable and waterproof. This is cool. It's fun to wear a bit, but I doubt he's going to wear it every single day, or if he does, it's probably not going to last very long. So you could just write an app for Apple Watch, but it's not open. You can't change bits of the OS that you don't like, and the subscription to the App Store that you'd need to distribute an app for it costs more than a BangleJS every year. So it's not great really. Reverse engineering it to write your own OS isn't really an option either, because it's pretty cutting edge. There's nothing really in there that's hugely user serviceable. It's actually got code in there specifically to stop you hacking it. And if you make a mistake, it's a really expensive mistake. It's not like a cheap watch that you could kind of afford to lose if something went wrong with it. So there are a bunch of cheap smartwatches out there. The things you see in here are, this is a screenshot actually from a year or so ago. And they've all changed again. But generally, a lot of these are made with technology that's a bit old, and that's how they keep the price down. And that actually makes them much more approachable as well. And the other nice thing, actually, is that the hardware is usually kind of okay, and it's got quite a good battery life as well. But the software is